Hello.
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 Yeah, who is this?
Hi, how are you doing today, sir? My name is Tony. My name is Tony. I'm calling from Opinion Research. Yes, sir, we are conducting an opinion survey, and would like to ask you just a few questions about problems facing our nation, state, and local communities. If you don't mind me asking, sir, are you registered to vote in New Jersey as a Democrat?
Yes. Yeah.
Great.
Not as a Democrat, but I'm registered to vote.
You are registered.
We'll probably vote Democrat anyway. Don't worry about it.
Okay. Now, if you don't mind me asking, sir, just one second. I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in Democratic primary elections for president, U.S. Senate, Congress, and local offices on June of 2020? Are you almost certain to vote? All right.
Yeah.
And if you don't mind me asking, what is your race?
That's not your business.
I'm sorry?
No, I'm not talking. I'm not talking about race.
All right. So, okay, don't worry. Okay, now, yes or no, do you consider yourself to be of Hispanic or Latino descent?
No.
All right. Now, if you don't mind me asking, sir, in what year were you born?
88.
Okay. And I would like for you to rate your feelings toward some people using a scale from 0 to 100. Zero. You don't feel good about them, okay? Very cold. And 100, you feel good about them, okay? You're very warm. They have a feeble feeling.
I don't like Democrats, honestly. I think they're just here to keep people rich.
What do you think about Rob Menendez? Have you heard of him?
I'm for him making money. You know, I don't, like, it's obvious that they're all making money. He just got caught.
Okay, so how would you rate your feelings from 0 to 100 about Rob Menendez?
I mean, I give him a 50-50. I don't care one way or another.
50, okay. Have you heard about Tammy Murphy?
No.
Okay, what about Joe Biden?
Yeah, I couldn't care less about Joe Biden. The only thing he's good for is keeping Trump out of office.
How would you rate your feelings towards him? From 0 to 100. Zero, not favorable, 100 favorable.
That's going to be 50. I don't care about
him. Okay.
He's just there to make
Have you heard of Rabbi Bala?
No, I haven't heard of Rabbi Bala. Who is Rabbi Bala?
What about Bob Menendez?
Bob Menendez. We talked about Bob Menendez.
No, we were talking about Rob Menendez. Rob Menendez.
I apologize.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Well, Bob Menendez is I believe that's the father, I believe. I'm not sure. But you had never heard of Bob?
I mean, that's good on his son for being able to, you know, if he likes his dad enough to keep the name, then that's for them.
Okay.
The dad did a good job.
All right. So how would you rate your feelings? Oh, you have no opinion. Oh, you've never heard of him?
No opinion.
Okay.
Yeah.
What about Andy Kim?
Andy Kim. Nope.
Yes.
I have a friend named Andy Kim, but I don't think he's running for office.
Okay. What about Phil Murphy?
Phil Murphy. He was our old governor, no?
No opinion, okay.
Yeah, no opinion.
What about Stephen Fulop?
Nope, no opinion. I don't know who that is.
You don't know who that is, okay. Let me go ahead and write down for you, okay? Now, if you don't mind me asking, when you hear the name Rob Menendez, what is the first thing that comes to your mind?
I honestly thought there you were talking about Bob Menendez, his dad. So, it would be that.
Okay. So, anything that comes to your mind when you hear the name Rob Menendez?
No.
Nothing at all?
Nothing at all.
Okay. He could be either good or bad. I mean, that's it. He doesn't...
Yeah. I've got nothing for you, man. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. Don't worry. Now, would you say that you approve or disapprove of the job Rob Menendez is doing as your member of Congress?
I didn't know Rob Menendez. Did he change? So I was aware that we had a senator named Bob Menendez. I thought I was represented by Cory Booker.
Well, Rob Menendez is the Congress, and Bob Menendez is for the Senate.
Okay.
And that,
so
yeah,
one
Rob,
is the House and one is the Senate?
Yes. So,
okay.
You can say that you approve or disapprove, or you can...
I disapprove. I mean, I'm going to disapprove of almost our entire Senate.
Okay. About the Congress, correct? Rob Menendez.
Yeah.
Okay, so would you strongly or somewhat disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
Now, if the Democratic primary election for U.S. Senate were held today and the candidates were Bob Menendez, Andy Kim, Tammy Murphy, and Patricia Campos Medina, for whom would you vote?
Probably Bob Menendez.
Bob Menendez, okay.
Yep.
If the Democratic primary election for Congress were held today and the candidates were Rob Menendez, Ravi Bala, and Kyle Gacy, for whom would you vote?
Rob Menendez.
Rob Menendez. And in the last few months, have you heard a lot, some, not too much, or nothing at all, about U.S. Senator Bob Menendez?
I mean, I heard about a scandal.
Okay, so would you say that you heard a lot, some, not too much?
A lot,
okay.
You know.
How closely would you say you are following recent criminal indictments against U.S. Senator Bob Menendez? Very closely, somewhat closely, not too closely, or not closely at all?
Not closely at all.
Not closely at all. Now, could you please tell me if you agree or disagree with each of the following statements about Congressman Rob Menendez? The son should not have to pay for the sins of the father, and people should judge Congressman Rob Menendez based on his record, not on the actions of Senator Bob Menendez. Would you agree or disagree with that statement?
I would agree with that statement.
Would you agree somewhat or strongly?
Strongly.
In this country, you are innocent until proven guilty. Senator Bob Menendez has not been convicted of anything. And Congressman Rob Menendez has not been accused of any crimes.
No.
Do you agree or disagree with that statement?
I feel like this country, we talk about innocence until proven guilty, and that's only true if you can afford proper legal defense, which Menendez should be able to afford.
Okay. So would you agree or disagree with this statement, or that statement, I'm sorry.
Disagree with that statement.
You disagree somewhat or strongly?
Somewhat.
Okay. Congressman Rob Menendez is only in Congress because he is Senator Bob Menendez's son. Would you agree or disagree?
I would agree to that. There's very little...
Somewhat or strongly?
Strongly.
Congressman Rob Menendez is not being accused of any wrongdoing because he has done nothing wrong. Now, he's not involved in his father's issues in any way. Would you agree or disagree with that statement? Congressman Rob Menendez has not been accused of anything.
Hide gold bars in your home and not let your family know about it.
Uh-huh. So... would you agree?
Hey, you know what? You can just mark my answers as agree and 100% and strongly agree on everything else because obviously, you know, you're trying to get paid here, right?
Well, I'm just, I have to read.
Fine. Like, you got to read through the whole thing.
I know, sir, that I'm taking time off your day. I'm sorry. It would only be a couple of more minutes.
This is your job, man.
Okay.
It's not your fault.
Now, if you don't mind me, this other statement, there is no way that Congressman Rob Menendez was not involved in his father, Senator Bob Menendez, shady and corrupt dealings. Would you agree or disagree?
I would agree. It's very hard for him to not be involved because it's really hard to hide corruption that blatant. You know, it's not
now, if you don't mind, sir, let me read some statements made by critics and supporters of Congressman Rob Menendez, and just let me know which one you agree with the most.
And it's just because, you know, my ethnicity is in danger.
Would you say that you're much closer or somewhat closer with the critics or supporters of Rob Menendez?
I'd say I'm closer to the... I'd probably be closer to the critics, but for the opposite reasons.
Okay. Because they say that... there is no way Congressman Menendez knew nothing about his father's corruption scheme in which Senator Menendez took bribes from the governments of Egypt and Qatar in the form of cash and luxury cars and even gold bars. Yeah, in exchange for favors Senator Menendez delivered to those countries using his influence. They say Congressman Menendez...
Hey, so listen, what point in this conversation do you get paid?
Well, we just want to go and find out through these questions, what is your opinion?
Okay.
One comes closer?
I don't think you can get gold bars. I don't think it's easy to hide gold bars. I don't think a family where the son is named Rob and the dad is named Bob, that they're that far... That they're enemies. So you're not going to keep your dad's name if you aren't friends with your father.
Okay. So you could say...
can we skip to the part where you get paid? Because I just want to hang up at this point.
Okay, I'm very sorry,
what point
sir.
In this conversation? It's fine.
If you give me just a couple of more minutes, we should be done.
Okay.
Let me read to you some brief statements about some of the candidates for Congress in your district. Okay, just please let me know if each statement makes you much more likely, somewhat, a little more, or not at all more likely to support that candidate for Congress. The only Hispanic in New Jersey's congressional delegation, Rob Menendez, is a leader in the congregational...
Can Rob speak Spanish? Because his dad can't speak Spanish. Can he speak Spanish? Because his dad can't speak Spanish.
I wouldn't be able to tell
Rob Menendez can't speak Spanish.
Yeah, I won't be able to tell you.
But he banked on that name for the last 20 years.
So would that particular statement make you much more likely, somewhat more likely?
No, it's not going to change. Look, I'm voting for Democrat. I don't like any of them. I think they're all hypocrites. I think they're all wasting our money. But, okay, yeah, you know what? Get through your questions. I'm going to stop complaining.
I'm a member of the Pro-Choice Caucus in Congress. Robin is fighting to protect women's access to abortion and other reproductive health care. He voted to make Roe v. Wade the law of the land, and he is fighting to stand up to the anti-choice extreme members of the Republican Party who are pushing to ban abortion across the United States. Now, would this make you much more likely to vote for him? Somewhat? A little more? Or not all more likely to support him?
You know, if he wanted more of my support, he could try challenging the genocide that's happening in Gaza.
Now, Robin Enders' top priority is delivering for his constituents, no matter what. His office is proud to have solved issues for over 1,100 constituents and their families in his first year of service. From complicated immigration requests to cutting red tape to put money in working people's pockets, he has fought to make our neighborhood safer and more livable. Rob and his wife are raising their two young children here. That's why Rob gets our lives, the challenge we face every day, and why he's ready to meet this moment. Would that make you much more likely to vote for him? Somewhat more likely? A little more? Or not all more?
Somewhat more.
Okay. Now, Hoboken Mayor Ravi Vala is a 15-year record of public service and has never been handed a thing. When rising inequality and rising sea levels, Vala believes this moment requires change that is momentous. He believes that healthcare is a human right. Housing is a human right. Reproductive rights are human rights. And the climate crisis is not a predetermined catastrophe, but a challenge we can and must meet. Would that make you much more likely to vote for him? Somewhat? A little more? Or not all? Robin Enders is fighting against extreme MAGA Republicans in Congress who are pushing a racist, anti-immigrant, anti-worker agenda who want to turn back the clock on women's rights and gay rights, who despite the rising crime and violence in our communities continue to stand in the way of common sense solutions to end gun violence, and who support the January 6th rioters and aim to put Donald Trump back in power. Would that make you much more likely, somewhat more likely, a little more likely? Robin Ennis knows how important our health care is. He's fought to lower the cost of prescription drugs, make hospital billing more transparent, make sure seniors can live in dignity by protecting Social Security and Medicare, and strengthen women's health care. Much more, somewhat more, a little more, not all more. The first bill Robin Enders introduced when getting to Congress was a comprehensive effort to make life more affordable for working people in New Jersey, from lowering the cost of prescription drugs for seniors, increasing tax credits for child care, making it easier to take care of older family members, and making quality public transportation more accessible. Would that make you much more, somewhat more, a little more, not all more likely to support him?
Somewhat more.
Awesome. Now, after hearing some more information, let me ask you again. If the Democratic primary election for Congress were held today and the candidates were Rob Menendez, Ravi Bala, and Kyle Gacy. For whom would you vote?
Rob Menendez.
Now, let me read a few more statements about Ravi Bala, candidate for Congress. Please tell me if each statement, if accurate, makes you much less likely, somewhat less likely, a little less likely, or not at all less likely to support Ravi Bala for Congress. Ravi Bala is too close to the Republican Party. Bala heaped praise on Chris Christie and talked publicly about endorsing Republican Christie for re-election over a Democrat. Bala's law firm represented New Jersey Republicans when they sued Governor Murphy over his response to the pandemic. And Bala was even business partners with the Republican state chairman. Would that statement make you much less likely, somewhat less likely, a little less, Ravi Bala has failed and he's incompetent as mayor of Hoboken, where taxes and spending have increased by nearly 20% on his watch, including a massive 50% jump in spending for his own office since his election. Bala takes credit for the work of others, even on a major environmental project started by a different mayor. Would this statement make you much less, somewhat less, a little less, or not all less likely to support Bala?
Much less likely.
Ravi Bala is a corrupt and incompetent lawyer who has demonstrated a pattern of shady dealings. Bala's law license was suspended by New Jersey and New York for engaging in what they call, quote, dishonest or deceitful conduct, end quote. In a separate incident, Bala used his position on the city council to renew a taxpayer-funded city contract with a lawyer with whom he shared office space. And yet, another incident, Bala was accused of breaking, quote, the most important state pay-to-play reform law 3 years in a row. Would this statement make you much less likely, somewhat less likely, a little less likely, or not all less likely?
Much less likely.
Ravi Bala is an ethical lawyer who represented a client accused of dumping 12,000 gallons of undiluted sulfuric acid into Newark's sewer system. Represented a woman who ran a real estate Ponzi scheme that swindled $10 million from at least 1,000 people, and who represented city officials who was sued for sexual harassment and discrimination. Police officers sued for irresponsibly pepper spraying an innocent bystander who died as a result. And a police department that was sued for assaulting a woman in her home for no reason. Would this statement make you much less likely, somewhat less likely, a little less likely? Much less likely. Now, in a district that is overwhelmingly Hispanic, Ravi Bala is running to unseat New Jersey's only Hispanic congressman after using behind-the-scenes schemes to remove a Latina from the state assembly. Would that make you much less likely, somewhat less likely, a little less likely, or not all less likely, to support Ravi Bala?
Much more likely.
Much less?
Much more likely.
Okay, so the options are much less likely, somewhat less likely, a little less likely, not at all less likely.
Not at all less likely.
Okay. Now, after hearing that information, let me ask you one last time. If the Democratic primary election for Congress were held today and the candidates were Rob Menendez, Ravi Vala, and Kyle Jacy, for whom would you vote?
Rob Menendez.
Okay. Now, thinking in political terms, will you say that you are liberal, moderate, or conservative?
I'm a leftist, so not liberal. I'm an actual liberal, not a Democrat.
Okay, so you are liberal, very liberal, or somewhat liberal?
Extremely.
Okay. Do you currently own your home, rent your home? Okay, you own. Okay.
Yeah, I own.
What was the last year of schooling that you have completed?
I have a doctorate. I'm a lawyer.
Okay. Oh, okay, great. And are you a current or retired member of a labor union?
No.
And finally, strictly for verification purposes, by my supervisor, can I have just your first name?
No.
Okay. Thank you very much, sir. And have a wonderful day, okay? Now, are you interested in participating in a follow-up research study?
If it's like this, then absolutely not.
Okay. Thank you very much. Thanks. I'm sorry to bother you, sir. Thank you very much, and have a wonderful day. Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Yep.